From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Buongiorno, buenos dias, good morning, broadcasting live from Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. It's the Bryant Park Project. I'm Torre, sitting beside someone who, let's just say, the force is strong with this one.
Ah, thank you. I work on it. I practice. I'm Allison Stewart. It is January 25th, 2008. The Bryant Park Project, news, information, and we are strong with the force. Do you want to explain to people why we're making vague Star Wars references?
In England, there is a religion based around the Jedi philosophy, as explained in the Star Wars movies. I don't know if they're praying to George Lucas or Luke Skywalker or Yoda, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to talk to the guy who founded the whole thing. It's going to be interesting.
He's very serious about it, you know? The whole Jedi, Star Wars, Buddhism thing is very similar.
And he's got Jedi mind tricks within the whole canon of the religion. Very interesting.
Wow. Also, Jeffrey Toobin is going to be here. I'm obsessed with this book. This book, The Nine, about the secret world of the Supreme Court. I just love it. I've been reading a lot about it, and it was very sort of meaningful this week as I began to read about the 35th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. And in the book, Jeffrey talks a lot about how each of the justices currently on the Supreme Court came to their particular judicial philosophy about Roe versus Wade. And considering the next president will likely appoint a new Supreme Court justice, we thought it'd be an interesting way to talk about Roe versus Wade. So Jeffrey's going to come up
shortly. Very important piece of history there. Plus, Allison talked with a guy at Sundance who makes movies about movie festivals. How meta.
Very meta, and he's a fast talker, let me just tell you. Also, Rachel Martin will be in a moment for today's headlines. But first, let's get to the BPP's big story.
Two big announcements from two big newspapers. First, the New York Times lays out its endorsements today. It starts out kind of like that letter you get when you don't get the job.
You know the one. It starts with, well, we have a lot of great candidates, and it was really hard to choose just one. Unfortunately, we cannot offer you a position as leader of the free world at this time.
It tried to let the losers down easy. They called Barack Obama, quote, the incandescent, if still undefined, senator from Illinois. And John Edwards has, they say, enlivened the race with his own brand of raw populism. That, of course, leads the other one, not Dennis Kucinich, Hillary Clinton.
The paper's not denying what they call, quote, Obama's appeal, but they say the tiebreaker here is Clinton's experience. The paper wrote, quote, Mrs. Clinton is more qualified right now to be president.
On the GOP side, would a hometown paper endorse a hometown candidate, Rudy Giuliani? I think they know him too well. They're backing Senator John McCain. The Times says McCain is, quote, the only Republican who promises to end the George Bush style of governing from and on behalf of a small, angry fringe.
But the Times does have a bone to pick with their GOP choice. Quote, we have shuddered at Mr. McCain's occasional tactical pander to the right. So why didn't the New York Times endorse Rudy Giuliani? Well, here's where the Times writer really kind of got into it.
They don't like him. Listen to this. The real Giuliani, whom many New Yorkers came to know and mistrust, is a narrow, obsessively secretive, vindictive man who saw no need to limit police power. Racial polarization was as much a legacy of his tenure as the rebirth of Times Square. Giuliani's arrogance and bad judgment are breathtaking. Let him know what you really think.
Somebody spent time with a thesaurus. Okay, how about that other big announcement from another big paper? Yesterday, the Cleveland Plain Dealer received this news from its hometown candidate, Dennis Kucinich.
I will be announcing that I'm transitioning out of the presidential campaign.
Kucinich's official announcement is to come today around noon in Cleveland. Now, this transitioning rather than dropping out is pretty much an allusion to the fact that he's got to turn to maintaining his job. He's got a tough congressional race ahead of him, something the Plain Dealer Sabrina Eaton told us about a few weeks ago on the BPP.
The congressman, in fact, has his first serious primary challenge in a long time coming up. He's got four people running against him, including in the past he's had a couple of people who were just political non-entities throwing their name in there. Now he's got the mayor of North Olmsted. He has a very popular Cleveland city councilman running against him, and that's just in the Democratic primary.
Congressman Kucinich has Well, he's been a unique presence in this race.
Remember that time with the Patriot Act? That was nice.
Congressman Kucinich, I believe you're the only person on this stage who had a chance to vote on the Patriot Act right after 9/11 who voted against it away.
That's because I read it.
He never let the war in Iraq get off the table, and we'll never really forget that time that he took on Tim Russert head-on when Russert asked him a rather cheeky question about whether or not he'd seen a UFO.
I did, and the rest of the account, it was unidentified flying object, okay? It's like it's unidentified. I saw something. Now, to answer your question, I'm also going to move my campaign office to Roswell, New Mexico, and another one in Exeter, New Hampshire, okay?
Dennis, thanks for the memories. I think we had a little song that we wanted to give for Dennis, or maybe not. That's the BPB's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.